live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 315 on a Wednesday. I'm your host, Brandon Reif, joined as always momentarily from my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, as soon as he calls in. We're live on YouTube, we're live on Twitter, we're live on Facebook Live as well, and the Blog Talk Radio, but can't start the show without my co-host, Jonathan Birdsong, who, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw social media yesterday, but my man, Jonathan Birdsong here, he turned a milestone birthday, the big 5-0, but I'll tell you this, if you haven't seen what he looks like, you've just been listening to our voices, check out the pages, Twitter, Facebook, all that, Jonathan Birdsong doesn't look a day over 35. JB, happy birthday and welcome.
Man, thanks, man. Brandon Reif, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good sum up, man. I do appreciate it, man. Yes, I am. I can no longer say I'm 40 anything anymore. As of September 10th yesterday, man, I turned 50. Not to dwell on it too much, man. It's not like it's super depressing or anything like that for me, man. You know what I'm saying? I had some great interactions, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, phone calls, texts, you know what I'm saying? People tagging, you know what I'm saying, me on Facebook or whatever, Twitter as well, you know what I mean? But, like, man, it was just a real great day, man. I sent out a little thank you video, you know what I mean, from the Crossroads Sports East Side Studio, you know what I'm saying? But, like, no, man, it's real, just a really a great day of reflection. And, you know what I'm saying, people, you know what I'm saying happy birthday, you know what I'm saying, and you just, you know, me, you know what I'm saying, thank you, and showing them how much I appreciate them, you know what I mean, and, you know, sometimes people, you go down a wormhole with people, right, you know what I'm saying, like stories of like how you met and all that, and how, you know what I'm saying, you might have interacted over the years, man, but no, man, real great, you know, another great September 10th, man, you know, hung out a little bit too long last night, I thought, you know what I'm saying, last night at Coach Staver. But like, nah, man, I hung out with a couple friends and, you know what I'm saying, pretty, for the most part, man, I didn't do anything yesterday, but kind of catch up on, some of, the football that I missed from the weekend, man. So, and I know we are football heavy tonight, as, basketball is kind of on the back burner, unless we're talking a little WNBA, but like, nah, man, where you want to jump into tonight?
Yeah, we're gonna dive in. We'll go to NFL. We'll start NFL. We've got Tanner joining us at 7:45 this evening. But a couple of things. I would be remiss if I did not mention today, September 11th. Obviously, what happened 23 years ago today with the terrorist attacks in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and Sharpsville, Pennsylvania. It's hard to believe, man, 23 years ago, John. I remember I was just got out of taking I-steps. Yeah, I-steps was a thing back then as a sophomore in high school. Yeah, and then we had I-step testing. So that was wild just seeing that and where we're at now. But, yeah, so thoughts and prayers still to everybody involved with that. If you get a chance to go to New York City, visit the memorial and the museum. I suggest doing so. We went 2 years ago. And, it was definitely something. So, moving on with that. Mm-hmm. Hey, I put out, John, we've got some stuff, man, I can look into with a rep, on the Facebook Live here, the Crossroads Sports Radio hats. it'd be a hit, man. This is Imperial, made this hat for me. And, it's got a little, rope hat, Crossroads Sports Radio logo on it, doing a little test session to see what people think of it. So if we get enough people to like it, John, we may have to start doing some gear here soon.
Another way to push the brand, another way, you know what I'm saying, fan interaction, man. I'm all for it, man. Even though I can't wear no hat. Lord knows my head is too big and my hair is too long. But I will.
We'll get you a scrunchie for your Crossroads Sports scrunchie.
There we go. Yeah. Branded up.
John, let's go dive right into the NFL. Let's go first off, last Thursday night's game, season opener, a thriller, Chiefs-Ravens. Chiefs win 27-20. Ravens had a chance to tie it up. John missed it by half a toe. Some say, I saw a meme about if it was Deion Sanders, he would have been in with him missing some toes with the amputation he had on his foot. But Chiefs win, Ravens lose, John. It was tough. Chiefs really didn't play their best game, but it's first opening night. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen there. There's a really good shot these two teams will see each other come January.
Right, and they both kind of walk away. You know, I know the Ravens players kind of got a criticism because they haven't beat the Chiefs, and it's kind of a hurdle for them. They need to, get over. But it's something that both teams know they got to clean up. On both sides of the ball. Like you said, it was a very close game, and it just happened to be, man. Like the Kansas City Chiefs, they know how to make the plays, man. So in those type of close games, that's why many of us, including myself, kind of got them maybe three-peating this year. So, but you're right, absolutely. It's not for the Ravens to hold their head. They should still feel confident about the rest of their season. They look like, man, Lamar, he looked amazing.
I don't know about amazing, John. He missed a wide open Zay Jones in the end zone.
I know. I'm saying you get into the deeper analytics of the quarterback. Ray, I get that part, man. But I'm talking about the speed. I'm just talking about what they if they clean up. After they clean up, man. That's what I mean by again. Because if he gets Lamar, it's like clockwork. We know he's gonna throw interceptions. Right? At some point, a critical point of the game, but, like, man, if he can clean up, his quarter, his NFL rating. And I don't know what you thought about them defensively. I know you kind of scout the North Division as being a Steelers fan a little bit better. Man, I don't know if you felt, rock solid about that defense after game one. But, again, like I said, I think these are things they confidently they'll clean up. But, like, man, that was a super stellar game, man, and it's up Foles cemented. Patrick Mahomes is – legendary status, man. He makes plays, and, Lamar cannot.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson was 26 of 41, 273 yards and one touchdown, no picks. 16 rushing attempts for 122 yards, so you love that, the dual threatness. Right. 90% rating, you got to clean up the completion percentage. No matter what kind of quarterback you are, you still need to have that higher completion percentage. On the other side, man, you had a chance because the Chiefs did not play their best game. Rushing wise, Pacheco only ran for 45 yards. But I will say this, Xavier Worthy, he's going to be a problem in this league, especially playing with Patrick Mahomes. We saw his jitterbug quickness that he had. Rashee Rice, 7 catches, 103 yards. Whether or not he should be playing the NFL right now, that's everybody's own opinion, right? The offseason that he had with the car crash and all that stuff. But Travis Kelce, slow night, man. 3 catches on 4 targets for 34 yards. So Kelce was pretty out of it. But Patty Mahomes, this is the efficiency you want, John, to win games. 20 of 28, 291 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. So and they made the Chiefs settle for field goals. Chiefs had 2 field goals in the second quarter, and you're giving yourself a shot there with it. And the Jonathan Birdsong adage is always, folks, what's the thing we always see on Facebook, we always hear from John on here, and we always see on Twitter? What do you do John, you don't chase points. Don't chase points.
No, don't. No.
There's a couple teams that did that this weekend, chasing points. So, Chiefs win 27-20. We'll see where they go next week. I believe Ravens – if I can find them on my sheet here. Ravens are at home against the Raiders, and the Chiefs are at home against Joe Burrow and the Bengals. So that is your week 2 for those two teams. Kind of going through some other scores, John. Friday night, Mexico Eagles win 34-29 over the Packers. Eagles look mighty. Saquon looks great. I had a fantasy league where I have Jalen Hurts, Saquon, and A.J. Brown. 2 guys in one league and the other guy in the other league. Boy, was I feasting on Friday night going into the weekend. Great to see that. Man, the other side of it, Jordan Love. John, I put in there Jordan Love's going to fuck around and end up being the MVP candidate end of the year and end up and could take the thing, and then he ends up getting himself hurt. I'm still a Jordan Love believer. First game of the year.
Yeah.
I know he's out the next 4 to 6 weeks, so that pretty much eliminates my – MVP conversation for him because I was about to place a bet after the game until I found out he was hurt. But, yeah, tough blow. Malik Willis now is your quarterback for Green Bay as they get the Colts coming to town. So Colts get a little bit of freebie. We'll talk about it here shortly with the Colts. But those Packers, your thoughts on that?
Nah, man, just by kind of what you hinted at, man. Saquon Barkley looked like he's back at Penn State. You know what I'm saying? he looked good. You know what I'm saying? And you know, now he's in a good space where he's not the focal point of the offense. He's a piece, and you can see what him and Jalen Hurts can do together because, like, you know, they pull linemen away because of their speed and their ability, you know what I'm saying, to hit holes, you know what I'm saying. But, like, no, man, that was a great game for them. That was a great game for them, especially with, you know what I'm saying, what Dallas kind of put on display there, you know what I'm saying, with their Hollywood antics, older, you know what I'm saying, signing Dak to the, you know what I'm saying, an hour before, what was something like a couple of hours before the game started, you know what I'm saying, he gives Dak the contract that he's looking for or whatever. But if you're Philadelphia, you see the Giants, and you know you're better than them. And you see the Washington, you know what I'm saying, Commanders, and you know that you're better than them. And you just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, this new piece that you have, Saquon, you know what I'm saying, can stay healthy for you. Because, they want to get back to the Super Bowl, right? And, you know what I'm saying, a healthy Saquon, you know what I'm saying, can help them do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Next game, Steelers win 18-10, John. It was ruled that Justin Fields was going to be the starter. They held out Russ Wilson.
Damn.
Fields, 17-23, 156 yards. We talked about completion percentage, right? 17-23
right.
Is not bad. Rushing, Najee, 20 carries for 70 yards. Justin Fields, 14 carries, 57 yards. Pickens had 85 yards receiving. Field goal kicking, Steelers. Boswell, money, 6 field goals. And then the defense,
right.
Great as always, 1.5 sacks, excuse me, for T.J. Watt, closed out the game. Elliott had an interception, and so did the new guy, Dante Jackson. They got in the trade from Carolina for Deontay Johnson. But Kirk Cousins, Kirk being Kirk, baby, throwing those interceptions. Love to see it. Steelers offense will get right. Yesterday they named, they're going ahead, that Justin Fields will be the starter this week.
Okay.
People have asked me. I think it's two things. I think one, I don't know, A, if Russ is really ready. He acts like it is, but why are you training the week of the game and you're pushing the heavy sleds as a quarterback? That makes zero sense to me why you would be doing that at your age of 35 years old. Don't get that, for one. Secondly, maybe it's also the Steelers saying, hey, we kind of like what this young Justin Fields guy can do, and it tailors the offense a little better from Russ. Let's just keep Russ and say, hey, man, we just want you to be okay. We want to make sure you just keep putting it off until you have to put him in. I think it could be a little bit of that.
Well, Brandon, I'm pretty sure Mike Tomlin did not say, hey, can we beat – you know, say, how can we win our game over there? We're going to have Boswell kick. How many field goals? Six?
Six.
and lean on the defense. I'm pretty sure he didn't say that, man. So you have to give credit to the coaching staff and what they kind of schematically put out there. Brandon, like long-term, over the course of the season, they still have to be kind of concerned, though. I will say that. I will push back on you a little bit, man, because this is kind of like what we had issues with last year. It's weird, Brandon, because the Steelers win games, but they're not scoring a whole lot of points. Remember, before they fired whoever the hell they fired, they was averaging like 17 points per contest. Before Canada, they were averaging.
They'll be all right, John. They'll be all right.
I see.
Here's the thing, John. You got a full playbook now. You got a full playbook for Justin Fields. You got a whole game plan you can put in a week's worth in. You didn't do it 2 days before, right? Or even a day before. Putting the game plan in where Russ might not, because this popped up last Friday that Russ might not be playing. So you have 2 days to put a game plan developed. Now you got a whole week's worth. He's getting first team reps all week. I think that we found, like I said, my main problem is we do not have a number two wide receiver still. Van Jefferson is not in. I'm sorry. Right now, leading second leading receiver right this weekend was Pat Freiermuth, your tight end. So they need people to step up. Calvin Austin needs to sell. Van Jefferson. Roman Wilson is working his way back. If people knew Roman Wilson, he's the rookie third-round pick out of Michigan. Hella catcher, slot player. If he can keep battling his way back in, maybe he can develop as a two, but he's not a surefire two. They still got to go out and get that guy. But got the dub. That's what they need. Now they go to Denver this week, John. And this would be the game where Russ should start against his old squad.
Why, you would think. You would think.
I think he gets in. I do. I think he plays. Maybe a couple packages. No, a couple packages where both guys are in.
I don't know. That's it. I don't know. I don't know, Brandon.
I'm gonna quip it when they do it and send it to you.
Bo Nix didn't necessarily blow it up for him. Game one of real football. So there's going to be some jitters, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to be, they're going to be ready to feast.
Steelers
thing
is, John, they battle, they find a way to win. And that's kind of what it does. The defense steps up, they battle, they hang, find a way to win. That was the thing last year that they did. So I think they'll be fine. Maybe I'm optimistic, but I think the quarterback play will get better. So I'm not poo-pooing on Justin Fields. He's our guy.
We'll get some points.
Let's go to the next one, John. Colts, Texans. Colts lose 29-27. Let's talk the good and the bad. The good, Anthony Richardson could air that damn ball out. 212 yards, two touchdowns, 9 of 19. You got to improve that completion percentage. He's got the deep ball, John, but I don't know if he can sustain and do long drives.
Right.
I really don't. Alec Pierce pulled up 325 yards and a touchdown. Ashton Doolin, 54 yards and a touchdown. Pittman, quiet. Rushing-wise, Jonathan Taylor, quiet, had a touchdown. But defense, secondary, John, didn't improve it in the offseason. It's rare it's ugly head, especially with Juju Brents now out for the year.
Yeah, that hurt. And I'm not saying they're gonna, I'm not a Ballard. I'm not a plus or minus for Ballard, man. I get it. I can be critical of it though. This is what we can be, because they've been arguing, people debating, say, man, the Colts need this, and the Colts need that, and then he would pick another defensive lineman.
Survivor.
Quarterback. So. He's going to hang his hat on, Brent. I'm telling you right now, spoiler alert, he's going to hang his hat on that the injuries depleted this defense.
He can't do that anymore, damn it. He's done that for the last how many years?
I bet you're going to say it. I bet you're going to say it. You had a,
that's
you,
probably the only thing I agree with Dan Dockich on is the fact that Ballard cannot lay it out on injuries again. Every NFL team has injuries. Figure it out.
Wait a minute. There's plenty of things we don't agree with that Dockich. Matter of fact, man, that fool tweeted me. I got into an argument with him, man. He talked about Stafford throwing.
He messaged you?
He was conversating on the show, man, talking about Stafford throws a better. He said nobody throws a prettier ball than Matthew Stafford in the history of the NFL. And I had like, man, wait a minute, man. Did you forget about Peyton Manning in 2004? You know what I'm saying, when he was zipping them? 40, when he first set the record, I get it. Tom Brady broke it like what 2 years afterwards, something like that. But when he was zipping it, but like nah, man, we'll get to that later, man, because Dan Dockich. But like nah, man, I like what were we talking about? We were talking about before you mentioned Dan Dockich, we're talking about NFL,
Richardson and the defense, Ballard.
But like nah, man, the defense. So like, listen, man, the defense. He's gonna say that, And they registered 4 sacks, man, but they also gave up a lot of, in the air. You know what I mean? You got 4 sacks, but did the running back should not have, triple digits, on the ground?
Joe Mixon.
So a lot of missed.
Turn back the clock.
So a lot of missed tackles, right? And the Colts are susceptible in the secondary. This is what they're going to get picked on from here on out for the rest of the season. Can the quarterback, what I look at it like this, Brandon, you're asking a whole lot of this kid who's in his second part of it. He's a rookie, okay? So he's ill underneath evaluation, right? You like it. I like it, deep ball. But so, like, we're saying an inconsistent quarterback is going to help overcome the defense. Now, see where I'm going now, Brandon? So, like, sort back of. In the day, Peyton Manning, they said, oh, man, y'all giving up all, yeah, you got Freeney, yeah, you got Mathis, and y'all getting quarterback smashes, but y'all not getting to the, you know what I'm saying, the running back is killing you. So, like, Peyton Manning had to go there and hurt him and zip, 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 right, remember? So, Peyton Manning was good enough to overcome the deficiency of the team. You know what I mean? Not to point fingers, but that's what it was, man. I don't necessarily think this kid right now in his maturity level of his career, he's not good enough to overcome. He got to make sure that he slides. He got to make sure that he hits peers. He got to make sure he gets connectivity with the tight ends that he doesn't necessarily have great connectivity with. He got to make sure he gets the best out of Jonathan Taylor, who
you're
you said
had
an okay day. And, like, that's a whole lot. And make the playoffs for this particular quarterback. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know, Brandon. What I take the deposit, I said that's the bad, y'all. The positive, what you take from it is, man, he made it through the entirety of the game. The Colts can move have the ability to move the ball. They're going to be a scoring team so long as he's out there and Taylor's out. You know what I'm saying? So long as they got those offensive players out there. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a lockout situation, but you can't have Pittman. You know what I'm saying? Giving y'all vanilla numbers. You know what I'm saying? And I get his game one, but like he's the primary receiver on this particular team. Some would say outside of these walls, he's a little overpaid, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's not a diva like, you know what I'm saying? He's known to be, I come in with my hard hat and do my job, you know what I'm saying? But, like, your job is to get on the scoreboard, you know what I'm saying? Your job is to, you know what I'm saying, get into our business, like, so that, hey, we can say, hey, well, Pittman was out there trying. You see what I'm saying? So, but, again, they'll be got no problem getting in the 20s. You know what I'm saying? What they don't have a problem is closing out games and making sure, close out a tight game. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be hard.
And deep to see the step up on that last drive, and they didn't do it, John.
You think they'll fire? They probably fire somebody. It ain't going to be Ballard.
Gus Bradley? They asked him yesterday at the press conference, are you in the hot seat? He said, well, if I'm in the hot seat, I'm in the hot seat. It is what it is. But, I mean, at least he answered it, right? I mean, truthfully, shit.
Right. Gus Bradley.
Yeah, exactly. This team, they had, John, they haven't won a home game. They haven't won a season opener. Sorry. And how many years? 11 years? Now we're at 12?
11 years.
Vic Ballard was your running back. I just don't understand this team, and you knew what you needed to do in the offseason to improve this team, and you did zero effort in doing so. You did zero effort in improving this defense. You run back the clock where you struggled in the secondary, and now you didn't sign anybody. And guess what? Now one of your guys that you think was going to be a player is out for the year. And you still really don't know what you got with this guy because he was hurt last year. He's hurt this year. You don't know. And there was guys out there from the sign. The money doesn't carry over. I'm sorry. I don't know if anybody's told Ballard if it's going to his own pocket. But the money don't carry over. You got to spend it, bud. And he's not.
But, like, man, I got Colts fans chiming me on Twitter, Three Foolish Men on Twitter, man, talking about they should have kept Stephon Diggs and paid him. I think his number is like $14 million. I don't know. I don't think, you know what I'm saying, they didn't want that to stay, you know what I'm saying, over the long course of that contract. That's why they, you know what I'm saying, to answer, you know what I'm saying, that contract, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, they didn't, you're right, Brandon. They haven't answered. They haven't made any substantial, you know, as far as their secondary. And again, Brandon, too crazy about the tight ends. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think the Colts would be okay. You know what I'm saying? If you got Anthony Richardson, you got how many fantasy points, right? But, like, from a scoring standpoint, they're a competent team, but they got to get their inconsistencies, you know what I'm saying, together.
Yeah, 100%. Around the league, Colts got the Packers this week. We'll talk that real quick. Colts, Packers, you got Malik Willis up there. God dang, you got to get a win this week. If it was a must-win last week, you'd think this week it has to be, right?
Right.
So, no excuses. Colts are 3-point favorites on the road. So, we'll see we'll see what happens. John, I want to talk because we got people watching Facebook. We'll see you on there. Shout out Twitter, YouTube. Thank you. Bears. They didn't look pretty ugly. That defense bailed them out. Caleb Williams, a little rake shaky start, but we're not jumping off that train yet with the Bears, right?
As far as them, you know, putting up some good quality wins, absolutely, man. They still are. He didn't look terrible. He didn't look like Will Levis or anything like that, even though his quarterback rating probably, you know what I'm saying, was in the 60s, I think. Caleb Williams. Brandon, I look at everybody's season. You look at one, you can't let anybody look at one game and be like, oh man, again, everybody's gonna clean up what they believe they can clean up, you know, or mask, right? He's got to play better if they're gonna compete for the North Division title. We know this. Detroit is prime. The Detroit Lions are prime and ready. You know what I'm saying? To kind of take over. You can't rely on what they did in Minnesota. I know Minnesota's 1-0. You can't. That's not gonna. That's a mess for them. You know what I'm saying? For them to they went into MetLife and beat the hell out of the Giants. That's a mess, Brandon. Everybody in the Giants organization getting fired, general manager included. They gave that Daniel Jones that money and like, man. But like I said, Chicago. So they're gonna be looking up because they're looking behind because Detroit is the better team. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Eberflus' job is to clean up, you know, offensively, you know what I'm saying, or his staff is, because I know he's a defensive mind, right, to clean up, you know what I'm saying, get the rookie looking more like a polished quarterback instead of like a shaky rookie. And like the game one, he looked real shaky. So he's not playing against – you're not playing against second and third stringers anymore. You know what I'm saying? You're out there and, you know, the lights bright, you know what I'm saying? Brandon, I don't have a lot of his. I don't have that. I don't have these numbers right in front of me. I don't know how many sacks he took this past Sunday, but that's going to be key and critical. You know what I'm saying? Keeping him clean to their success. Obviously, they're always going to be in a dog fight with that defense. They're always going to be kind of like the Steelers. They're going to be so two sacks. Yeah, so you know, I had to get rid of that ball a little bit quicker. That's what kind of people like marveled of. You know what I'm saying? He got the ball out quick, but he's going to get the ball out a little quicker, man. You cannot win football games in this league. You know what I'm saying? Tony Dungy tell you. You know what I'm saying? Taking sacks, you got to throw it away. You know what I mean? So, but their defense bailed them out. So, like, they hang their hats on that, man. They spent their free agency dollars the last two seasons. You know what I'm saying? And drafting. You know what I'm saying? Defensive players, man. But they addressed their linebackers and corners and all those things, man. Where you know the neighbors to the east have not. So, like, man. You know, it's not necessarily, you know, sad times. We didn't have, I don't think we had to, you know what I'm saying, the Bears winning 12 games, not this year, you know what I'm saying, but being a little flirtatious, you know what I'm saying, stealing some wins here or there in their division and definitely, not, you know what I'm saying, putting some teams on notice outside of the division. I think that's where the Bears will still be living in, man. But, like, defense bailed them out.
How about them Cowboys, John? 33-17 winners over the Browns. Deshaun Watson finished. Dead, done. While Dak Prescott signs a four-year, $240 million deal.
He's done?
D-U-N. Done.
Damn. All right, man. We'll get the back. I ain't going to harp on Cleveland, man. They got enough. They got enough, you know what I'm saying, dumping on them, man. I'll switch over to the Cowboys, man, so... We got CD signed, right? We got the quarterback signed, Dak Prescott signed. So what's the next step, Brandon?
Micah Parsons.
We got to get Mike McCarthy signed, man. So will we see that? You know what I'm saying? By
the
game
coach?
Two or
no.
Game three? Probably,
probably not.
So the Dallas Cowboys look good, man, but they always look good. They, you know what I'm saying, they look dominant on both ends of the ball. You know what I'm saying? Sustainability is their, you know what I'm saying, the one thing that their Achilles, sustaining, you know what I'm saying, their ability to put up a quality football game.
Yep.
Man, Dallas should feel real comfortable, but, like, not that comfortable because, again, Philadelphia is in their same division.
Would you rather have Anthony Richardson as your quarterback or Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, 24-30, 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah, people in Cleveland would take Baker Mayfield right now, wouldn't they?
Oh, I bet they would.
Let Baker come back, please. You can kind of, but like, Brandon, listen here, man. You can kind of do your own thing in Tampa Bay and not the expectations from the, you know, from at least like media eyes or whatnot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Baker Mayfield, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't, you know, quote unquote, dead yet. I know how many places did he visit in between Cleveland? He was in the L.A. Did he spend the time? Did he take a nap with the? He didn't go to the. No, he never did make it to the Seahawks.
No.
He said he wanted to play for the Seahawks, but he took a nap in L.A. And like and down in Tampa Bay, yep. Man. Yeah, Tampa, man. I think it's a good spot for him, man. You know, maybe make a Pro Bowl. You know, a Pro Bowl. Put up some good numbers, man. You know, he did some. He passed some boneheaded, bad tape football games. In Cleveland, let's not be crazy, you know what I'm saying? They're confused. That's the reason why they, you know, he was ushered out the door. So they wanted to get better. They thought Deshaun Watson was going to be better. At one point, Deshaun Watson was, you know what I'm saying, high mountains better than Baker Mayfield. Today's not that case, man. You know what I mean? Baker Mayfield, like I said, zip him down there in Tampa, man. You got to salute him.
Before we bring Decod on, last game I want to talk about, second to last game. Saints 47-10. Are we more of Derek Carr believers, or are we just the Panthers and Bryce Young and them are just that shitty and bad?
Man, I don't know. I'm glad Decock there because he's gonna have to explain what happened to the Alabama quarterback, man. Why can't he play in the NFL?
Bryce Young's trash.
Oh,
that's
man.
The worst quarterback in the league. Worst quarterback in the league, hands down.
He's worse than Malik Willis.
John, his rating was 30.
They better. Oh wow.
30.
All right.
He threw as many touchdowns as we threw.
It's an ugly baby.
And then the last one, your boys, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets went out to San Fran. San Fran put a pounding on him. Man, McCaffrey out. Looks like he's going to be out this week as well. But Rodgers, 13-21, 167 yards. That's it. One tutty, one pick.
Yeah, the San Francisco 49ers, they was on a different level, man. They got different speed. Like, I don't get it, man. How do people just think Aaron Rodgers is going to be hurt all last year, be older, another year older, and just think that was going to somehow become magical MVP? You know what I'm saying? So I think I do believe when I watched that game, they scored the first, you know what I'm saying, timeout, and it looked like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, so they felt like, you know what I'm saying, it was a 1980 Rocky movie. You know what I mean? And then the real boxer came out. San Francisco, man, they got a way better team. Their second unit is better than the Jets is right now, man. Man,
right.
I they might finish last in that division, the Jets.
We'll bring our guy on here. Let's bring on Decon. Let's hope Decon's having a better day than Shannon Short.
What's up, fellas? Hey, listen, my boy Scott sent me that information on Shannon Sharp, man. I'm not touching that one at all. So I'm going to stay away from the Shannon Sharp thing right now. We'll leave that to our private Facebook sports groups. We'll leave that on that one. So I know you guys are finishing up with the NFL. I want to hit on real quick, and JB, you had mentioned about Carolina. Carolina not only is probably the worst team in the league, and Bryce Young is probably playing the second worst, in my opinion, in the league next to Deshaun Watson. You know, I think that's almost like a tie. And the reason I say it is because Deshaun Watson has expectations. Because of what he has done in the league, not because of what he did in college. If you think about the 19-20 season, Deshaun Watson was an all-pro NFL quarterback looking for a superstar, not stardom, superstar. So that's the only reason why I put him below Bryce. But to your point, though, JB, Bryce looked bad. He looked really bad. He looked indecisive. The throws that he made in college on the run are not there. I think the defense is bothering him. I think the talent around him is bothering him. And if they don't get him some help, he has the quarterback acumen, but if he doesn't get any help, he's not going to be an impactful quarterback in the league, and he'll be relegated to Darnold type of Mitchell. Darnold came out of USC with all the accolades in the world. He hadn't found his way, and this is, I think, this is year 7 for Darnold. He fell into a situation where the rookie quarterback in Minnesota gets hurt for the season, and he has nobody breathing down his back. So he's got some talent at wideout. He's got some defensive talent, and he's got a really good offensive line, and he's got running back that came from Green Bay. So if he doesn't do well this year, that's all on him, and he's not an NFL quarterback. But I believe he'll finish, not just from a fantasy perspective, but from the NFL perspective, as a probably the top 15 quarterback in the league. With the talent he has around him, I'm talking about Darnold, the talent he has around him and what he's kind of fallen into. So I look forward to seeing Darnold play, and I'm hoping he does well because, you know, it'll be a nice reclamation process. So, to your point, you know, the NFL, you're right. Carolina is devoid of talent. They almost have zero talent. But we'll see what happens over these next few weeks. If Bryce doesn't improve, he still's got to get better, regardless of the talent.
He might need to change the thing.
He's got to hit open players, man. He missed many guys in the game the other this past week. I watched against the Saints. Saints are a good defense, but they're not the 85 Bears. They're not the 78 Steelers. You know, and he looked a little shook. Now, I'll tell you, I'll give you a little tidbit here regarding him. Last year, I forget the player, I think it was a receiver. I guess they were playing some hip-hop music in the locker room, and Bryce came in and said something still along the lines of, hey, we don't do that here. We can't do that here. We've got to be more encompassing to all of our players. That turned a lot of players off last year, and I got a feeling that may be something that's going to impact them over the next, you know, over this next season. I'm gonna do some more digging and find out a little bit more about it, and I'll let you guys know about it. But that absolutely happened last year, and he turned off a few players that way. Implying we don't do that here, dude. You were a rookie. You hadn't done anything. And Nick Saban wasn't in that coaching tree. So and Carolina. So you're not at Bama anymore. You've got to be an adult male football player to see what happens. So we'll see what happens. So I'll make sure I keep you guys posted on that the more I get about that conversation he had last year and see how it's resonated this year regarding his play. So I'll keep you posted. But what I wanted to hit on was college football. Now we're talking about the playoffs. So here's my dark horse, right? My dark horse is out of the ACC. I got two of them. I really like Boston College. I like Jim O'Brien, what he's doing in Boston College. Just so you all know, Jim O'Brien is in Boston College because his oldest son has a severe brain disorder. That's why I made it easy for him to leave from New England to Alabama and come back to East Coast, because his oldest son has an issue, and it helps him being there to be there for his son. If you look at Jim O'Brien this past week he looked happy finally. He didn't look happy in Bama. He looked happy on the sideline. And it wouldn't surprise me that out of the ACC, Jim and it was Boston College. Pittsburgh has a kid named Eli Holson. He's a four-star quarterback, played in at Alabama last year. He went to play for Coach Saban. When Saban, obviously retired, he left there. Look at Eli Holson. Look what he did against Cincinnati this past weekend. They were down 11 points with about 6 minutes to go. He came back, beat Cincinnati in Cincinnati. He's about 6'4", 235. He's legit. So those two teams look really good, and I think one of those teams is going to beat Miami when they play. So both of them play Miami. But the crazy part is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Boston College plays Missouri, or either Pittsburgh plays Missouri this weekend. You all can fact check me on that. One of them played Missouri this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So that's going to be a big game this weekend. So keep your eyes peeled on that. Pittsburgh looks good at 2-0. Obviously, Boston College looks good at their 2-0. And I'm talking about conference wise. 2-0 conference as well. So we'll see what happens with those two teams. Pittsburgh, Boston College out of the ACC. Make sure you keep your eyes peeled on. Because one of them will beat Miami this year. You can mark the tape and do all that stuff to do, JB. So one of those teams will be Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Absolutely. They both, the reason why I said they both got good quarterbacks, and I think they got a hungry team. Granted, Pittsburgh just fired their athletic director. I forget her name, but this past week, so some, I don't know what happened, but they terminated her. So she was trying to get on-campus stadium, because right now, of course, they play in Heinz Field. She's trying to get an on-campus stadium, and they were pushing back on it because of NIL. So watch that real closely as well. That's going to be some good stuff to see over the next few weeks. Pittsburgh and Boston College. Keep your eyes peeled.
Perfect.
And I know you guys' time is close. Man, I've got to hit the SEC. Here's my twelve teams. The top six teams are going to get, you know, they're going to be the best. That's it.
The whole SEC not getting into the playoff.
No. Here's what I'm calling. I'm calling Texas, Ole Miss, Georgia, and Tennessee as locked. Which you
y'all
have
like Ole Miss.
Subsequent.
Stop. You know what he's doing. Nope, we're not doing it. I know what you're doing.
Let me finish.
You're trying to be humble
at
Alabama.
Let me finish. Then there's a tie-in for Bama and LSU. And my issue is this.
LSU ain't getting
in
with that coward down there.
Listen. Let me finish. Bama's got Tennessee and they've got Georgia. If they win one of those games, I will propel Bama in that top 12. But they got to win it first. They got Tennessee on the road, and they got Georgia at home. And believe me, I just saw Bama in person. They looked like shit. Penalties, turnovers, quarterback play, offensive line play. They couldn't have played worse than they played last year at South Florida when they were down there in South Florida. It was a mirror image of that game.
Well, at least they got
now,
it out of the way.
Well, here's the thing. Does that propel you? Or does that expose some things, right? Because Proctor is not playing yet, the left tackle out of Iowa. He hurt his shoulder, so he's week to week. So now Bama beats Georgia or Tennessee, I'm going to propel them into the playoffs. But they got to beat them first. Now they got Tennessee, and they got Georgia at home. But that's going to be the difference maker. But they're going to kick the shit out of Wisconsin this weekend, by the way. I think they're 11-point favorites, if I remember right.
15.5.
Who was that 10.5 then? Okay, I was thinking somebody else.
15.
I'm not going to take that many points up in Camp Randall, but I'm definitely taking Bama money line this weekend for sure. But I'm going to tell you, if they beat Tennessee or Georgia, because we got Georgia week four, which is not this weekend, but next weekend, you beat one of those two teams, Bama's a lock for playoffs. Not a guess, but a lock for playoffs. And then who knows what may happen at that point. So no, Brandon, I'm not doing the old humble deal.
You are.
No, I just said,
you did this last year, dude.
No.
And then you flipped it like three-fourths of the way
to
see that.
No. Brandon, we talked. I said, everybody was knocking them after South Florida. I said, don't be surprised if they're in the playoffs. And, JB, you sent me that link. And that was exactly what I said. Don't be surprised. Everybody's knocking my boys. I told you all that my guy was going to be the starting quarterback. And I said he's going to take him to the promised land. He almost did. So, no, I'm just being realistic, man. They got, you know, having Tennessee in Knoxville and then Georgia at home. Win one of those games, you're locked in the playoffs. Mark the tape. But you got to win one of them. You can't lose them both, man.
All right?
I know you guys got stuff
Notre
going
Dame
on. Listen, let me tell you this. Don't even get me started on Notre Dame because my brother, he talks so much crazy about Notre Dame.
Don't play into it.
No. Listen, bottom line is, Bama beats Tennessee or Georgia, either or both, then the playoffs is a lot.
Hang the banner.
But listen, I know you. I don't know about the banner. You got some nerve. You got some nerve, Brandon. But listen, I'll chime in with you guys on Facebook. I'm my cousin's here in Anderson.
I know. We had a concert. The video might get old for this. We can hear the music. Well, then there's the call to the post, folks.
Yeah.
We've got five horses up
here. Hey, listen. Hey, they're doing big things now. They're running until about 10 o'clock tonight. So I may have some fun tonight.
We need to get a show out there, John.
Wow.
Listen, JB, you need to come out here, man. You got to have it. It's your birthday weekend, man. Come on. You got to make it happen, man.
So, all right, Deacon, I appreciate you.
I'll chime in with you guys on Facebook, man. You guys be safe. Love the show. Thanks for the opportunity to speak out, man. And y'all be safe, okay?
Absolutely.
Deacon, best luck. All right, that's Deacon. John, that's Deacon playbook Alabama 101 right there. Go ahead and just get their shit. They ain't nothing. And then he just, throughout the season, they slowly start working their way up there.
They got those two tough games. If they win one of those games,
they're not even in the playoffs right now. They're not. I thought you said he had the whole SEC in the top 12.
right. Like, no.
The SEC tournament. That's what it is. The SEC college football tournament. Oh, man. All right. Let's go into college football. So while we're here, we might as well, right? We got to bring our guy on here. Let me see if I can find his.
The fact that I'm the dirtiest player in the game. Be dirty. I'm writing a book right now. The dirtiest player in the game. I will stop at nothing to stay on top. Stop at nothing. I will not move out of that big house. I will drive nothing but Mercedes or Rolls Royce. I will go nowhere on a commercial airliner. I will ride in nothing but limousines. And I will make love to nothing but the best looking women in the world. You know why? Because I'm a winner at all costs. Which
he may be a winner at all costs, but he wasn't a winner of all costs last week. Tanner Penrod, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be on here.
It's good to see you didn't go to jail up in Chicago this past weekend.
No, we don't need to. Didn't go to jail, but had a rough one up there. We'll just say that.
I was looking for Clay Holmes. I didn't know if you got a hold of him or not.
No, he didn't pitch that day, so I didn't get in there.
Hey, is somebody yelling in the background or is that a TV?
Oh, you might hear something. Do you hear it yelling in the background?
Oh yeah, it's loud.
Is it loud?
Yeah.
I'm trying to cancel that out. All right.
I mean, Deacon was playing Miley Cyrus background for us while we were on. Oh, we're going to get canceled on Facebook.
Loud? How are we doing now? Still out or are we good?
No, you good. You good now. You good.
Okay.
Boys, let's talk college football. I got it on the Facebook right now. Let's talk. Let me get this damn thing going. Last week, Tanner, 5-6. Me, 6-5. Jonathan Birdsong, leading the way, baby. 8-3. JB, birthday boy, the long week.
Yeah,
the sunshine gets the dog's ass every now and then, man. So
yeah, shit.
Overall,
I think
12-9, 13-8. Yeah, I would say Tanner's 11-10, above 500. Birdsong 13-8-1, May 12-9-1. I'll give you credit. Hey, everybody's still above 500. There we go. 2 weeks in.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But yeah, JB 8-3. Take your victory lap. Get your flowers.
That's
a good round.
I kind of leaned into the Notre Dame game. I watched in Northern Illinois play the week before. They played another mid-major kind of school and throttled them. And you kind of, like, that's what the big boys do. They play mid-major, other mid-majors, and throttle them. And you kind of have to kind of pay attention to that, man. I thought Washington was going to lose. You know what I'm saying? But, like, man, they covered, and, you know what I'm saying, Notre Dame is in shambles.
Yeah, what do you think there, Tanner? Notre Shame.
Yeah, they played bad. I think
Well, it ain't like Notre Dame. Who they got next this week? They got Purdue.
Boiler up.
I mean, it wasn't a trap game necessarily, but I mean,
they ain't looking ahead. No,
they weren't looking ahead. I think they overlooked their opponent. They weren't looking ahead. I mean, their defense is always there. I just feel
I
like
thought that was Sharon Moore always, crying.
That's always just their last couple of years. They can't get anybody to score. They can't score.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback may suck.
The quarterback might. That's my thing. Hopefully that Lloyd Carr's nephews or son, who's ever they got, is developing, and he can be the guy they can go to, because I hate grabbing these portal one guys and out. I don't think that's the way. Oh, no,
can we fly down and get Arch? Can we fly down to Texas and get Arch up here?
I know. I mean, like, he would have been starting if he was up. But, I mean, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Come on, Arch. Arch under the arch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, right. So I just think
they have enough money.
Just bad execution out there.
Damn. All right, fellas. Well, college football-wise, my bracket I put out already earlier in the week. Every week after the college football season, I update my bracket with the latest college football playoff. I still have...
Where do you got Lane Train?
Here we go. My one seed is still Georgia. My two seed is still Ohio State. My three seed is Utah. Boys, don't look now, but that Big 12 has got six ranked teams in it. Six ranked teams out of that Big 12.
No, that Big 12 is good.
And the four seed, I've got Miami. The U, I still believe in the U, even though, listen, I know I called Clemson dead, and I said take App State plus the 17, and that son of a bitch was 42-0 in the first quarter. They were down.
Yeah. He put a little boots to asses on that App State game.
Yeah. So I've got, let's see here. I've got number 8, Oregon versus number 9, Tennessee. I've got number 5, Texas versus number 12, Boise State. I've got number 7, Ole Miss against number 10, Penn State, who survived Bowling Green.
And
I have number 6, Alabama versus Missouri.
That would be a steamer game. Missouri's legit.
Yeah, 100%. So that's my bracket right now. I have at the end of week 2. I know, John, I got to put the standings in. I had a chance to put our rankings in. But bracket-wise, that's where I'm sitting for this week. Boys, let's dive in to the games. What everybody's here for, including us.
Sounds good.
First game, Ball State at number 10, Miami. The line I got, guys, Miami minus 36.5. Jonathan, you will lead us off, Mr. 13-8.
Man, that'd be crazy to think Ball State's going to cover, man. Man. Just go to Miami. Go to you, man. They're probably going to thunder them, unfortunately. But at least Ball State got that first good home win, right, against Missouri State. You know what I'm saying? Man, you're probably going to crush.
I'll go next on this one for you, Tanner. I'm going to take Ball State plus the 36.5 because you know why? Mario Cristobal, even though I have Miami to win the ACC, Mario Cristobal always lays a freaking stinker once a year, right? And whether it's winning or losing a game or if it's a game that's you should win and you don't, you barely cover. I think they win 100%. I just don't think they cover 36.5. I'm getting 36.5 from Ball State. Shit, it may be 42-0 in the first quarter. I maybe look idiot, but I'm getting 36 from my alma mater. I'd be damned if I didn't take them and think Mario Cristobal, maybe you can lay a little bit of an egg and win 31-0, 34-0. I'd still win this. Give me Ball State, Tanner.
Oh, what?
Let's just start with the bad. Ball State's 1-7 straight up in their last 8 games on the road. They're 5-11 straight up in their last 16.
Not great.
And they're 3-10 straight up in their last 13 games in September. But not so fast. The last 7 games, Ball State is 7-0 against the spread.
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
They've also went under 15 of the last 20 games. So if you want to go this, But the line, why I'm going Ball State, they're going to keep it going. Ball State's 5-0 against their spread in their last five games against an opponent in the ACC. So give me the Cardinals. Chirp, chirp. Got to give a shout-out to my dad. He's like, what are you doing tonight? I was like, oh, we'll probably watch this Yankees game and got this podcast. He's like, what? Give me some games. He said, 36.5. Too many points. Take the Cardinals. I said, all right, we'll do.
Love it. There we go. Pops is even getting a pick in.
And then did some digging, found some stats. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Love it. Love it. Got to, man. 36.5 is too much. You cannot trust the Mario Cristobal team. You just can't. You lazy egg once a year. I just hope it's this week. So, next game, guys, number 18, Notre Dame, -12 on the road at Purdue. Tanner, start us off.
I'll go. Yep. I'll make it short and sweet. Give me Purdue +12. I'm riding
shit. Them. Here we go.
I think Notre Dame.
Is this a reverse jinx?
Ball State's, I mean, Notre Dame's not bouncing back this quick. Purdue plays them tough there every fudging time. I think it's going to be like 27-20 at Purdue. So give me Purdue covering the 12. Notre Dame wins the game, but it's going to be tighter than what people
think. If you take this, you forfeit your right to bitch at Purdue next week.
Ever.
Ever. I'll at least give it 1 week. You can't bitch at him for 1 week.
I didn't bitch at him this week. They covered me. See? When they don't cover me, I can't say anything.
Shit,
right.
They didn't play this past week. Yeah, exactly. They didn't cover anybody.
See? And that's another reason. I like an extra week to prepare. So give me Purdue all day long.
All right. I'm going to take Notre Dame -12. I think you got to right the ship. Freeman's got to figure it out. The fan base ain't going to be very happy if you go up to Ross 8 and lay an egg, especially with it being a close game. Location-wise, I think Notre Dame wins the game. I think they cover the game. I think they win by at least 14. I think the problem is, do you have a quarterback? Riley Leonard's more of a running back, it seems like, not a quarterback. That's my only concern.
They got Miami of Ohio the next week, week 4. That's the game. I feel like they're going to blow Miami of Ohio out by 6.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here we go. John, you got a Purdue, you got a Notre Dame. Where are you breaking to that?
Feel like a champion, man. Going with Notre Dame, man. They gotta pick up a win here. They gotta pick up wins in order to take it seriously. I get that they're still at the 18th ranked team in the nation, but they gotta get wins and a middle level team like Purdue in the Big Ten. You know how the committee looks at it. So I got Notre Dame winning this one.
Okay. Next game we got here, guys, is number 20 Arizona. At number 14, Kansas State. Kansas State, 7.5-point favorites. I'm going to go Kansas State on this to cover the 7.5. I'm just a big fan of Avery Johnson. And I'm not talking about the San Antonio Spurs Avery Johnson, who played back in the 90s. Avery Johnson, quarterback, damn near could have been a Heisman candidate this year. I'm a believer in him. I'm a believer in this K-State football team. I think they get it done. I think this is their year. Kansas is having a great year themselves. Arizona's having a great year themselves. But I think on the road, Arizona, welcome to the Big 12. You got to go to Manhattan. I don't like it. Give me Kansas -7.5. John.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-out on me kind of game, man. But like I said, man, I'm going with the home team. I favor Kansas State to win this game.
Tanner.
All right. Not so fast.
Uh-oh.
This is my third time. If you bet underdogs and you're a better, you'll never see a boogie. So give me that. Give me Arizona. I know K-State runs the ball about 8 yards a carry. They're going to run it. And I'll butcher that Arizona's quarterback name. I'm just going to – whatever it is, Alfalfa, whatever that last name is, can't say it. He's going to keep them in the game. They're losing by less than a touchdown. Give me Arizona.
Okay.
Wow.
Next one. Number 4, Alabama, 15.5-point favorites at Wisconsin. At above the Mason-Dixon line, finally, Alabama. I didn't know they knew that the north of the United States still existed.
Right,
Jonathan, start us off.
Man, wouldn't this be a feather in the cap for Luke Fickle if he could get the program back going, man? I know it's crazy, man. I'm going to go the other route, man. I know everybody probably thinks Alabama's going to go up there and crush, man. I'm going with Wisconsin, man, to shock the world.
Okay, I'm going to go Alabama. Spend that dollar on beer. Give me that Alabama Roll Tide up there in Camp Randall.
I'm going to roll with you the first fave I'll take. I think, as Roll Tide Willie says, it's Bama Blitz. It's going to be a little bit of a bloodbath up there. Bama's winning this one 7-17 or more.
I don't give a piss about nothing but the tide.
Tide, yeah. Give me the tide.
All right. Roll that tide. Next one. Number 24, Boston College, the darlings of the ACC right now, at number 6, Missouri. 16.5-point favorites, Missouri, out of the SEC. Is it too many points? Tanner, we'll go to you first.
This is the one game that I'm torn between because I think it's going to be super close towards the end, like for the cover. Mm-hmm. I think if Missouri covers, it's going to be a late one, and they're going to cover late. If it happens, Bill O'Brien's got them playing hard up there at Bold BC, but I think I was talking earlier. I said Missouri's the real deal. Give me Missouri. I think they cover this one.
John.
I like Missouri to cover.
Okay. I'm going to take Missouri as well. I think they cover it. It was the toughest game for me to pick of them all. So,
yeah,
I agree
me
with
too.
You on that.
That was me, yeah.
Now, watch on Saturday. I may go out and put this damn thing on and put some money actually on Boston College to cover the spread. So we'll see.
Yeah, if
I change it then. But as right now, yeah, we're all three on Missouri. Next one, Civil War, number 9, Oregon. 14-point favorites at Oregon State going to Corvallis. Fellas, when the hell are the Oregon Ducks going to wake up? 2 weeks in the season, they ain't woke up yet. This has got a Big Ten hangover coming to the conference. I feel like this has got to be the game to do it.
Are they going to keep this rivalry going, or is this the last one for a minute?
Well, it depends how they do. If you get your ass beat Corvallis, you may delay it for a bit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know who's going first, but I'll start it off.
Go ahead. Give us a start.
I'm going to go Beavers. I told you. Give me those underdogs because I don't know when they're going to play it again. They're going to come out playing while it's like you said, Oregon's been playing like trash to start the season. I don't know if it's going to get it any easier. Definitely Oregon State's going to be playing like it's their national championship in their home stadium. It's going to be rocking. I don't know if it's a night game, but if it is a night game, watch out. Ducks, you might even lose.
I'll look it up for you. Jonathan, go ahead while I look this up.
Yeah, it's going to, the Pac-12 just went away, and that's the Pac-2. Right?
3:30.
Came out there
that's saving Oregon a little bit.
Oh, yeah, this game out there really means a lot to both of these programs, regardless of what conference they're playing in. As we know, they recruit each other's players. And, you know what I'm saying, you fall on one side, and there you go. It's just a shame they're not going to be playing, every year over year anymore, twice or whatever. That being said, man, Oregon has not looked strong, last 2 weeks out, man. I kind of want to go Oregon State on this one, man, so that's what I'm going with, man.
Oh, my God. I've got Oregon State as well because Oregon has not proved to me yet anything that they're ready to play this season. And with possibly being the last time, if it's the last time playing for a bit, you got to think they're going to come out in Corvallis and play well. Cover 14 at home, I think they can do that at least. So give me Oregon State as well. I don't know if it's good for us, boys. We're all three on it. So. Next one, we're going to go Apple Cup. We're going to move right up the road there. Apple Cup season, Washington State at Washington, another rivalry, old Pac-12 style. John, start us off. Washington -4 against the Cougs.
Pretty simple. Washington.
I'm going to take Washington snap hook as well.
All right, I'll snap hook it for you if we need to go quick. I just think it's going to be – I think Washington State's got too much to – I know Washington lost a lot, and so does Washington State, but I think that Cam Ward was all that was their bread and butter up there at Washington State. Ooh. So by losing that, I think Washington, short, it's not much. I think that new coach got some players in there. He hit the portal a little bit harder, I think, than Washington State. So I like Washington.
Okay. Next game, Colorado -7.5 at Colorado State. This game was a great game last year on Fox at night.
Yep.
We watched.
That was a killer double overtime.
Yeah, it was. John, I'll let you start us. Colorado -7.5, the hook. What do you like?
Man, Prime got to stop overusing players, man. You know, can't be having players, you know, man, your prime, no pun intended, your prime players, you know what I'm saying, on the sidelines or, you know what I'm saying, or in med check, you know what I'm saying. I still like Deion to win, you know what I'm saying, and Colorado to win this game. They're very porous on defense. We, you know what I'm saying? They look like a bag on arena football team on defense. You know what I'm saying?
Well, trenches on both sides.
Yeah, but like, no, I don't necessarily think Colorado State's it's not their best year. They're bouncing back from last year. You know what I'm saying? So no, I'm like, no, man, Colorado, I think they pick up the dub.
Okay. Tanner.
I'm going to go dog here. Give me the Rams. Deion has proved me that he can't do shit on the road. He sucks on the road. Got drilled at Nebraska. Shouldn't have took him there. That was dumb. Until they can prove that there's something on the road. And like I just said, they're terrible in the trenches on offense and defensively in the trenches. Lying on both sides. They can't run the ball at all. And they can't stop they can't stop anybody. Deion probably have a better chance if he had a year of eligibility left to put it on the damn pads out there and maybe play some more defense for him. So,
yeah.
With that said, give me the Rams, +7.5.
Wow.
I'm questioning, guys. I want to know, do you guys know, does Colorado State, or didn't they return everybody? Didn't they not lose a single person in the portal this year because they wanted to play out here for the Rams and they wanted to have a winning season? And I think I read that they have brought everybody back. Nobody left in the portal. I think they got a bad taste in their mouth the way that ended last year. They want to shut this Colorado team up. Like you said, Tanner, this team has no run game. It's all passing. The offensive line don't block worth a shit. The defense don't play worth a shit. And Deion's just out causing enemies, you know, bitching at the media.
Yeah,
I don't think he's all there.
He just told him not to play a fight song when his son throws a touchdown, or play his rap song.
Play the rap song. What are we doing out there?
Yeah.
Colorado? John, what did I tell you? He is going to leave this program in a worse condition than it was when he took over. They were 1-11.
I'm telling you, if he somehow goes 7-5 and they have a winning record and that Florida State job opens up, he's out.
I will be a Colorado Buffs fan when he leaves. Mark it.
Yeah.
I'll get the hat and then and all. I'll like the Buffs because you know what? You start from scratch. Let's go. Because he is ruining this team. Absolutely ruining.
I thought he would do something in the portal to get some offensive and defensive interior linemen, and he got nobody.
Shit, no. He went around to his own little media press.
Yeah.
Give me Colorado State +7.5. They got something to prove. Any rebuttal, John? What's your thoughts on Colorado here? Let's hear this some more.
Yeah,
you know,
John, you can always change last minute, too, if you want.
No, I'm not going to change my pick. I told you. I thought after game one, Deion knows what kind of team he got. You know, he has a team that has to play at its highest level to beat anybody, whether it's a mid-major or a high major, you know what I'm saying, or a high major. I think he knows he has an overusage on, you know, of the talent that he has, his son at Horn, and you know what I'm saying, and that's the reason why they got hurt. You know what I mean? You got them trying to lift the heavy lift, and like you ain't got trenches. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got trenches, guys. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got guys that can push. You know what I'm saying? To get a running game going.
Yeah.
So, man, if they gonna win games. But unfortunately, they're going to be losing games too because, again, he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? You can see the deficiencies that they have on defense,
right?
And we know football now in this day and age, the offensive minded league. You know what I'm saying? They'll eat that defense that he had that secondary alive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get the kid, the two way player. You know what I'm saying? But like, it can't just be him. It can't just be Shardew. It can't just be those two.
He's got weapons on the outside, but that's the problem. They know they can't run the ball, so all the opposing teams do is pin their ears back, bring a blitz, that offensive line shit, and they just get he's on the run.
That offensive line can't block anything.
Yeah,
anything.
Can't run block, can't pass block,
John, let's go to the next one. Indiana -3 at UCLA. Signetti throwing up 77 last week. I know you're happy with that.
Yeah, you got to be if you are UCLA, you have to be concerned. Not that 77 is going to get dropped on you. I think they got enough push that they won't get 77 put on them. But you have to be concerned. You know what I'm saying? They didn't look good. UCLA did not look good. They beat Hawaii, but they were down at the half.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah, they haven't looked good.
You had to be concerned. If you're from IU standpoint, man, this is a game you don't really want to lose, man. Like these West Coast games, like how much does it cost you to take the team out there? Like, it's gonna be a lot of pompous everything. Oh man, great, we out in California, and right now you favorite. I think that IU wins, right? But like, man, they gotta go out there. Like every time we have to play UCLA, and vice versa, when UCLA has to come out here out east, man. Like,
yeah.
You ain't going out there for, you know, some quacks and giggles, man. You know what I mean? Y'all got to go out there and win because, like, think about how much it costs to move all that whatever. We ain't going down to West Lafayette. We're not going to Illinois. You know what I'm saying?
When I see those, it's going to happen this round to interrupt you, but when I see those West Coast schools, and if they have to play a noon kickoff, which is 9 o'clock their time, you better bet your ass I'm taking that every Big Ten school every time. Those West Coast teams won't be ready for that early kickoff. You're talking 9 a.m. their time, and they travel on a day like that, they're going to be cooked.
100%. Right. That's why I like it. I like it as well. Give me the Hoosiers.
Yeah. Wow.
Tanner, you got the Hoosiers as well?
I'm actually going to go the opposite way. I'm going to take UCLA +3.
Oh! Damn.
Yeah. I am.
Okay.
I think this game is going to be tight.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I was reading a little bit on Colorado State.
Yeah.
I'm still on the Colorado State thing. I was reading a little blurb about them. They got 7 starters on offense returning, 7 on defense returning. They didn't lose anybody to the portal. Give me Colorado State.
Yeah.
I love it. Still. Love it. I ain't fucking changing it.
Me too.
Last game, #1, Georgia, -23.5 at Kentucky. I don't know where to go on this one because I think Kentucky's obviously not the greatest team. I think Georgia would stomp them, but is Georgia really going to go out and stomp that ass, or are they just going to do a Kirby Smart mess around and win by 20?
Right.
I guess I'll take Georgia and hope they get a pick 6 that covers it. So give me Georgia.
I like that your thought process, man. I like Georgia and this one, man. Kentucky has been lost a lot in the last 2 seasons. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just talking about Calipari. You know what I mean? But Kentucky's lost a lot to the NFL and to, you know what I'm saying, transfer for themselves, man. So, there's no way. They might get 30 rows. You never know, Brandon. But, I'm going with Georgia.
Okay, Tanner.
I'm same way with. I'm going Georgia too. Last year I thought Kentucky went in this game being 5-0, played them, and then they got absolutely dog walked, 51-13. As much
dog.
As I think Kentucky's always in there, I just looked up last time they were winning 34-7 at halftime. So every time I think Kentucky's got something, they really don't. When they play Georgia, it's completely different. So, Georgia, dogs, baby. down the tracks.
The red and black attack. All right, awesome. Tanner, anything else before we let you go, man? We'll give you a couple minutes here if you got anything NFL-wise or any surefire picks you like already that we don't talk about this weekend.
I haven't thought. I'm not going to give out that Wyoming. I like Wyoming again, but they hosed me last time.
I've got a couple.
So,
I've got one for you. I've already started doing my research. I started doing my research on Mondays. So Couple I like, Tanner, here.
Yeah.
Outside of the games we talked about, I do like Texas A&M -4.5.
Okay.
I fell into the trap because this damn team, they're going to the swamp to take on Florida. I think Florida's just shit. I've been against Billy Napier the entire last few years. I think the Aggies, even though I hate the quarterback Wigman, I think the Aggies cover that 4.5 easy. But my favorite two picks, I like Pitt +2.5 against West Virginia.
Yep.
Eat shit, Pitt. Yeah, that rivalry's back.
Yep.
I like that one. And also my favorite, Miami Ball State over 54 points.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
LSU -7. That's my third favorite.
Yeah, Wyoming's catching 11 at home against BYU. That's the one I was looking at. That's my lean if I had – it's not a lock, but if I was leaning, that's a lean I like. I was looking at these –
How concerned are you for your quarterback – or your running back, Christian McCaffrey?
I'm not. They look damn good with not him back there, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, you play the Jets.
Oh, you're talking – I don't care. Well, that's Rodgers' first game back. If you don't, Jets are going to go probably about 10-7. Watch them.
You hear it, John.
What do you think
it.
About your Steelers?
All right. Quarterback will get figured out. We'll figure that quarterback out. I think Justin Fields is the guy. Defense bailed us out once again, and Boswell just being Boswell.
So what? I know everybody's dogging the Bengals because of the way they look, but they were getting 6. I think the line's been pounded down to 5, but if you can get Bengals +6 against the Chiefs, I like Bengals.
I'm looking right now. Let's see. I got it at 5 right now on DraftKings.
Yeah, it's been banged down a little bit. That six line was perfect. I would have took it there.
Yeah.
And then I think this line went down a little bit too, but I think the Texans can they might just blow out the Bears.
Oh, John, I mean, don't do that to John now. He's
yeah,
a big believer.
They might just blow out the Bears. That defense kept them in that game. Will Levis threw that thing into them. So, yeah, you're telling me you're 14 for 29 and you have 93 yards, and now you're going to go against a stack D like this Texans have, and he's going to play on the road?
Hey, you want to – now this one's a little bit out there, but if you like putting a little bit of future bet on – right now, DraftKings, you can grab the Colts at -2.5 at home against the Bears before it gets to 3.
I kind of like it. Actually,
I do too.
Not gonna lie.
I do like it. -2.5. It'll be 3 when it starts Monday. So you want to get it 2.5 now.
Yeah.
Get it.
Okay. That's fair. I like it.
Yep. 100%. So.
That's all I got. Oh, what about Raw going to 2 hours? That's what I was going to hit you.
Yeah, Raw 2 hours. I don't mind it. I think we get a lot of slop. I think we get a lot of freaking commercials. So I think we'll get a lot more action. You get the 2 hours in. You're leading into Netflix.
I'm good with it. Yep.
Hey, man, I was happy to see. Now, John will mark out and be a hater on this shit, but it was always great to see Bret the Hitman Hart back in the ring. So my favorite all the time, Bret Hart. So
yeah. The excellence of execution, baby. Come on.
Yeah. John's a hater. Huge. I've never seen a guy more big a hater in my life.
Man, he's probably more of an Owen Hart fan.
Man, Bret Hart is in the top 18.
Stop it. That is ridiculous.
I think I might just get off here after that.
Now, I will say, Gunther talking about his favorite wrestler being Bill Goldberg, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Bret Hart never does an interview without talking shit about Bill Goldberg.
Right.
Oh, wow. He said that, really?
Oh.
Yeah. He said, now, my favorite wrestler, I like you, my favorite wrestler of all time is still Bill Goldberg. And I got a pop.
Yeah, it's pretty much ended Bret's career, Bill Goldberg.
Right. Right.
Damn shame is what it was.
Yeah.
Shame. So, yeah, I don't mind 2 hours. I like Bad Blood's coming out. I think we'll get Roman back. This Friday, I think it is, SmackDown season premiere on USA, because they're off Fox now for good. Fox is gone.
They're off Fox, okay. So it's all USA?
All USA until, I believe, they either keep it there or it goes to Netflix, one of the two. But it's gone off Fox now for good. So Wyatt 6, I liked it.
I do too.
John's a little mixed on that still. He is.
Man, I can't
all right, all right.
He had to get
that's
over.
That's what you get, man, with some old age. All right, Tanner, appreciate you, my man.
All right.
Good luck this week.
Right,
we'll put
guys,
the picks out.
Care.
Yeah. Hey, you see anything right. you really like, shout me out on Twitter. I'll ride with you.
Okay. All right, all right. Sounds good.
All right. See ya.
Later, fellas.
All right, that's Tanner Penrod, John. He sounds like he's at a ball game or something in the background.
Oh, man. They're going to be watching the Yankees later.
Yep, definitely he'll be watching the Yankees. Man, the playoff race. Let's talk baseball real quick before we get off. My wife's yelling at me, but talk baseball real quick. She's ready for dinner already. Baseball playoff race, John. We got the AL East is heating up. Yankees, Orioles, separated by a half a game for the division. Guardians are up 4 games on the Royals in the Central, and then the Astros are up 4.5 on the Mariners there. In the NL, Mets, 7 games back of the Phillies. Mets had a huge win today, John, in their game against Toronto. They were down They were getting no hit going into the ninth inning today. They scored 6 runs in the ninth and won. So how do you go from getting no hit for 8 innings, and then you in the last inning you score 6 runs and win the ball game? That's crazy. Brewers up 8.5 in the Central. That's pretty much a wrap. And then Dodgers and Diamondbacks and Padres are all battling out there in the NL West. So we're getting into 10. We're September. Baseball's going to be starting on the menu. Division races, playoff races. We'll be talking a lot more on top of everything else that we're talking. Yeah, I thought it was a great show tonight, John. I do want to wish you again. Happy birthday, man. I said, what can I do for JB? So I thought putting that little Canva post together, a little graphic for yesterday.
No,
I thought that was pretty good. A lot of people liked it.
No, that was cool, man. I appreciate it, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Wishing me a happy birthday, man. Sometimes when you get to this point, man, you got to pinch yourself, make sure. You're like, hey, man, I really am 50 now. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it is.
Hey,
what it is.
You want to hear a little secret?
What's up?
And what's today? September, so October, November, less than 4 months, 5 months, 4 months. I'll be turning 40, so I'll hit the 40 mark.
You get enlightened then too, man. It was awesome. It was awesome turning 40.
Yes,
yeah, so
you got out. I'm getting in.
There you go. But no, man, I thought it was a great show. I know we didn't really talk about, you know, say we're a local show here in local India. I know we didn't really talk a whole lot of WNBA, man. Kaitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston and the crew are
big
are,
game right
are,
now.
You know, big game. You know, winning streak galore. They can't seem to beat Minnesota, man. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, so just as the NBA, WNBA is expanding and getting bigger. So is the, you know, saying the Indiana Fever in the rankings, man. So like, dude, locked into the playoffs, and you know,
yeah.
it makes for more content, makes for more, you know, more talk. You know, what I'm saying, you know, what I'm saying, Kaitlin Clark, rookie of the year, hands down, Kaitlin Clark, MVP candidate, won't necessarily win. But like, man, definitely want to tap in with that. But like, man, it was a great show, man. We want to thank Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, for being our show sponsor. Man, we want to thank all the homies for calling in. Dan, Tanner Penrod for calling in with the
Dan
pick, and the homie D-Cop for calling in with the deep SEC plot to get all the SEC teams into the college football playoff, man. But like, it was a great show. We're gonna continue to have great shows. Probably. A couple few surprises coming up, you know what I'm saying? I always say that, but so, you know, say check your our social media, man, for those surprises, man. It might be on next week's show. It might be on the morning. I go live with somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
whoever. So, no, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. But Brandon, college basketball is right around the corner, man. And even with that, our homie, friend of the program, our Hall of Famer, Matt Gattis, will be coming back, you know what I'm saying, checking back in with us, man. So, like, you know, sports don't stop. And now that this call, you know, and now that the Brandon Reef and Jonathan Burr song, man. So with that being said, man, I think I thanked everybody enough, man. I'm going to just keep on. I'll leave you with this, man. I'm just going to keep on living. Just like my man said, Dave's been confused, man. Keep on living. LIVIN.
All right.
But that's been said, man. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.
Top reasons your career wants you to move to Ohio. So many amazing growth opportunities, high-paying jobs in technology, advanced manufacturing, engineering, life sciences, and more. You'll soar to new heights, just like the Wright brothers, John Glenn, even Neil Armstrong. Their careers all took off in Ohio, and yours can too. A job that can take you further, and a place you can't wait to come home to. Have it all in the heart of it all. Launch your search at callohiohome.com.
Hi. Sorry, did I startle you? When you're used to hearing a certain type of commercial, something like this can, well, take you by surprise. That's kind of how it is with the Lexus RX, a vehicle that has continued to defy expectations for over 25 years. From the first luxury vehicle of its kind, to the first hybrid luxury vehicle, to the only plug-in hybrid worthy of the RX name, we understand you want more than the everyday SUV. And isn't being understood an amazing feeling? Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.